Kyle, what a fantastic show that was.
What was saying that Mama Bad Bits waiting to go knuckles deep? Was that too far?
Honestly, that is a Joe ass thing to say. And so I was surprised that you said like that's something like I would come up with. And I feel like we were hanging out too much because I'm rubbing off you and it's damaging
I just feel like it was there and I
Yeah.
could not just keep it to myself. I
Honestly,
just I, it had to come out.
because it was an immediate visual, you know? It will haunt me for the rest of my life. That is no doubt. We're walking in, Mom. Knuckles. Oh, what you want? What are you on about?
Idris Elba.
He dresses Knuckles. Oh my
And
goodness
then he just
gracious.
opens the Bifrost and he's gone.
What are we gonna tell Dad? Oh my goodness gracious. No, CJ was a gosh dang gem.
Absolutely.
I really enjoyed our talks. And
Did not realize until that very end that he works for like the Tetris effect team. Like, hell yeah, that's awesome.
He told me before, he's like, hey, just so you know, I can't like if there's anything about like enhance, I can't talk about it. I was like, okay, cool. And I was just like, I don't know why you say that. Their game's already out. And then and so like, yeah, that nugget on the Nintendo thing, I was like, ah, I get it. All right. It's coming out to Switch now. Which is fantastic. I love that game so much. But nonetheless, yeah, just a future, why would you fuck me on this, Asan? What why? Why would you do this?
The po this is now this episode of the State of the Room
Yeah.
is now called the episode that starts with an S and ends with an L.
Please
Shit out of luck.
please put that in the notes so I don't forget it. Put it in the welcome room or something, because yeah, the show that
It's my file
it's in
for
your
my
okay, good.
audio.
I will not forget it then. This is great. Yeah, because here's the thing. Sometimes you record something and you know there's it's not even like I have inside information. It's not it.
No, you just feel it in your guts
You
that
just
something's going down.
yeah. And you're like, what is it? Fuck, what is it? And so like I'm prepared for like tomorrow Sony going state of play and it's all Friday and being going like damn it. Or you know, yeah, a sign going, oh, it's actually Silent Hill 2. We're remaking it, you know?
Or it's the thing like, you know what? Let's wait for the state of play, which is, by the way, in 4 hours or
I
something like that.
would hate that so very much. But yeah, like and just to let people know, the rumors and speculation that is often wrong. Apparently, Call of Duty is the thing that again has been pushing back this state of play thing. And apparently, rumors and sources say the Call of Duty things on the 19th. And whatever Sony has planned on that day may coincide with, excuse me, Call of Duty. And that there's gonna be like a bigger state of play in September or something like that, something
Okay.
along those lines.
So they're still gonna give us little tiny pieces of an appetizer.
I'm gonna
I don't
say,
know how I
man,
feel about that. I don't know how I feel
I don't
about
know
that.
how I feel about it either, and I really don't, you know, it's like we said 2 episodes ago. Internally, PlayStation is aflame. Their communications department is in disarray. I truly think that. And it's nothing to do with like Sony sucks or PlayStation's bad. It's global panorama. Some companies are doing great and thriving. Some are having a rough go at it. So yeah, it is something to consider. That said, Kyle, I do want to shout out Ray Martinez.
Hell yeah.
Because yeah, we played Apex until like 3 in the morning. It was an
Whoa.
alarming amount of Apex. And I just, dude, I re-fell in love with that game. I can't get it
That's
off my
awesome.
mind now. But they say that the progression, like the cross progression, don't expect it until sometime in 2022. It's a mess, they say. Which is true.
Okay.
Like, how would that even work? I have no idea. So, yeah. Anyway, that said, I had a blast talking with him, and you know, he asked me some very hard questions, and I really appreciate that, because you know, I consider myself an open book. Yeah, anything you want to tell me or ask me, ask away. And yeah.
Same.
Yeah, and so like the one of the first things he's like, so like when are ads gonna hit this show? And I told him like that's a very complicated question, because theoretically we could do it right now, but in this moment I don't want to do that one bit. Like there's nothing even slightly pulling me in that direction. And Patreon really does help us not have to turn to ads. Like that's no bullshit. Like I personally not want to sell razors and hair supplements. I would rather just talk about games. Or if all things go well, I would listen, Zencastr, if you were as easy and everything works right, like because we use it for the first time this week.
Let us be your poster boys.
Yeah, I would gladly. You know, it has to be A, stuff we actually use, and B, it has to be at the right time, because yeah, I hate those 5-minute ad breaks as much as, and I the ones that I hate the most, Kyle, I don't know how often you run into them, but the Anchor ads. Anchor will put ads in your podcast for you, but it's like AT&T or like, you know, just like random podcast A, B, or C. You don't really get a say on who drops it. It's just like automated and auto updates, so it always changes. But like those always feel misplaced, and I hate them. Mm-hmm. Do you ever run into that?
Not really, because like honestly, I don't listen to too many podcasts.
Okay.
It's just because like I don't have a job that allows me to do that, or the commute to summer camp is legit 2 minutes. That's how close I live to camp. So
that's awesome.
And when I'm home, like it's MLB the Show all day, every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, there are some ads that I'm tired of seeing. Like I still do watch like a lot of YouTube, and for me, the thing, because I watch a lot of like sports stuff. Mm-hmm. And Roman is like the big one, which is like male supplements for hair and for sex drive and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm like, all right, dude, stop.
Yeah.
I get it. This is the audience for it. A lot of old men who are going through some things.
Yeah. That's a good way of saying it. Dude, I hate the one guy with the beard on YouTube. He's like, do you know that there's 6 pounds of toxic poop?
My God, yes.
Right? And like now he's like, do you know why most daily pills or whatever, vitamins don't work? I'm gonna tell you why. I'm like, dude, you look homeless. You're the last person I want you to tell me anything.
When I first saw that, and he said 6 pounds of toxic poop are in your system at all times.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What? Where is that 6 pounds of poop? Where is it?
In your intestines. Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I go fairly regularly. Like, I don't.
But it's just, you know, it's out and about.
You're saying there's like a seedy alleyway somewhere where it's just hiding?
Yeah. Remember, you got like five.
Is that why I'm margin in charge?
You got 5 feet. You got 5 feet of intestines in you. You know?
I mean, I guess.
I eat spinach every day, so it's not a problem for me.
Ah, Popeye.
Exactly. Dude, I love spinach. Spinach, dope. Ask What Not Right Why writes, no empowerment question today. Only here to say that you two are beautiful humans who are doing amazing things, and never forget that you are enough, heart.
You know? Oh, thank 100%. You, Jose.
Likewise, Jose. Likewise.
Yeah, I got you.
Metal Kirby writes, the fiance and I are brave enough to head to the fair today. What would you like to know? Oh, I'd like to know, which is your favorite fair food? Personally, give me a lemonade, an elephant ear, and some French fries with vinegar, and I'm good to go. I need to look up elephant ear.
Elephant ear, if I'm not mistaken, is like a zeppoli, like a fried dough thing.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had an elephant ear.
Oh, that does look like Zeppelis. But yeah, like, it's like...
Fried dough is where it's at for me at the fair. Give me a some Zeppelis. Give me a funnel cake.
Oh, fuck.
Can't go wrong with a good corn dog.
Can't go wrong.
The New York State Fair I used to go to all the time when I was up at college, because it was 45 minutes away and our school would actually like run buses there, which was great because we could drink and not have to worry about driving back at the fair. They had a booth. I could see the colors of the booth. It was orange and like red. I don't remember the name of it, but it is essentially you would go buy a foot worth of fried dough. It was a foot long fried dough thing. I'm like, Jesus. Yes, please sign me up.
Our UK listeners are like, this is why y'all are so fat. You goddamn Americans.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Also, can I just say, I don't like that stereotype. It hurts. I get it. I'm fat. I'm large in charge. I get it. Europeans. But y'all aren't the staple of health, okay? I'm sorry. I see a lot of fat Europeans. I saw them a lot while I was in Spain. Okay? We may be a little heftier, but you're not, you know...
Yeah.
You know, Greek god, okay?
How many meals a day are you eating over there?
Yeah.
You eat dinner at what, 11 p.m.? Come on, that's way too late. Way too late.
Call us fat. You know what? Next time there's a world war, maybe don't call us up for help.
Lose our number. Yeah. How about that?
Exactly.
We all are right? Through.
Oh, no, the Lusitania. Oh, my goodness. You know, get out of here.
You we, up, bro?
We won't see nah, you're ship up. To go to war with it.
Nah, we ain't up.
No, we ain't up. Oh, what's that? Robots are taking over? Well, so sorry. It's too fat to get up. We had to roll over. You know, just getting nonsense. Also, I feel like the next one, it's the Finns. They're up to no good up there.
Oh, they're no good. Did you notice what I grabbed a hold of during the drop today?
No.
My new thing now for anyone who wants to check out the video is I'm going to grab a random steelbook every single episode.
Oh.
And hold it up. Today, happy surprise, did not know it was out already. Mm-hmm. A Quiet Place Part 2.
Oh my God.
Did not know it's out already, and I am so excited because I didn't see it yet.
Full stop. First off, Zeppelis. You can't go wrong. If you're in the tri-state area, it's Zeppelis. Absolutely. Or fried Oreos, fuck me right up. Ooh, if we're at a fair. Once we're done with this, Kyle, you go watch Quiet Place 2.
I don't know. It's 11:15. I gotta go to bed.
All right. When you wake up tomorrow and you do whatever you need to do, then you go and you watch. Like that movie is.
Hey kids, let's watch a movie today.
Exactly. See. All right. Awesome. Dave writes in. I actually have a question for the post show. When
is it a banger of a question?
I think, don't say that. When someone does something that you consider distasteful, rude, or offensive, how do you call yourself down or try to disengage from said person or scenario? I don't disengage, I go hand forward.
That's where you and I differ very much. I hate conflict. It gives me just the... It gives me hives just thinking about, like, having a not great conversation with somebody that I love and respect. I try to avoid it at all costs. But, like, if someone were to say something crazy, in front of me, I just walk away. Because I know my blood pressure is getting too high, and... this is not the place for it. Sometimes it happens like at work. There were some teachers once in one of the buildings years ago that were talking bad about a kid that I really, really liked, like in a very unprofessional way. I'm like, I have to get out of this staff room. I want no parts of this. And other times it's just like, I mean, honestly, my mom, my mom, when she gets angry, she gets very angry. And, like, she's the type of person that uses her anger and pulls from everything throughout the entire timeline of your life.
Right.
Like, hey, remember this one time you fucked up? Well, I'm going to talk about it. And then I'm going to say, like, here's why you suck kind of thing.
Ugh.
And or very much. And don't get me wrong. I love my mother. She's an amazing human being. But there are times like where she comes home and like, oh, how was your day? And I go, oh, I'm very tired. It was a bad day. And then she immediately turns around. It's like, oh, yeah, my day was way worse. Kind of like ignoring what, and then I just have to get up and go away because I'm like, don't ask if you don't want to know.
Yeah, I'd be like, so like with some of my, like, because I'm very, yeah, I'll say something very sarcastic. I'll make that person look like an idiot. That's usually what I want to do, is like just make you look like a fool.
But if it's your mom, now you have to worry about like walking in on her knuckles now.
Oh, hey, mate, what's up? What's good? Oh, what, me and your mom? No, the person, mate.
Is that your Idris Elba?
Yeah, that's my best British accent. I've been watching a lot of Ted Lasso. How are you liking it? Good? Rick will let me know.
Oh,
that's fantastic. Oh, so this then. Anyway, but like I'll make you look stupid. That's my whole thing. Like I'll be like very sarcastic to you, or like if you just trigger me, I will straight up just 0 to 100. So so like sometimes like you know like again like any LGBTQ issue, if I see a motherfucker act up, you're gonna meet the hands. So I have some family that don't quite understand it yet.
Sure.
Sometimes Joe has to remind them, and you know, that's always fun.
Which, by the way,
yeah,
it is August 11th. Where the fuck are my pride shirts for the trophy room?
Motherfucker. Please text me tomorrow, and then I'm just gonna order another one.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Because I'm like, I feel, and this is, again, just me being neurotic and just overthinking a lot of things. Like, people, if they watch the videos or whatever, they're like, oh, man, Kyle's never wearing his pride shirt. Is he not supportive?
Right.
Is he? And to me, I'm like, no, absolutely not. I just haven't gotten them yet. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to wearing them.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah, when I wear like the pride stuff, or like I put like I think I had like a pride emoji on one like particular thing, and people are like, are you gay? Are you?
Oh, like, yeah, no. I get that every time I dye my beard. Family would be like, well, why are you?
Do you know anybody? I don't. Is Cloud Strafe, whatever his last name is? Right? Is he rap? Because like, I tell people, I'm like, no, not really. Like, I'm 1.5 on the Kinsey scale, if that exists still. And
what's the Kinsey scale?
It's like a very old way of thinking about sexuality, of being a scale of like 0 to 6. It doesn't work.
That's anymore. Probably like what like churches use in religion to like scare the gay out, right?
No, it's kind of like anything above a 0, they're freaking out. You know, they're throwing holy water on you.
Gotcha. God, those people suck.
You said Chris Evans could do what?
To those people, it's not a PlayStation game yet.
Yeah.
I would love to show them Boyfriend Dungeon. I would love to show them that game.
Or just Hades.
There's a streamer, he used to be like on GameStop TV, like in the stores. Brandon, I am Brandon, I believe is his name.
Oh, right. He's a LGBTQ plus streamer.
And in between us finishing the show with CJ and then us hopping on here, I saw a clip of him playing the game, and it was like literally one of the swords. If you don't know the game, you are dating swords.
Nice.
In a dungeon, and the swords turn into these incredibly attractive men.
Right.
And one of the guys text you as a character saying you up, and you can respond. And then he texts you, I'm feeling a little extra sharp today, and you can respond Pixar didn't happen.
Oh, fuck.
And that's what Brandon did. And Joe, he sends a picture of himself as a sword. And it is so freaking good.
One sec. Is Boyfriend Dungeon on PlayStation?
I know it's on Switch. One day, I hope. Because I'll definitely play in this game because it looks like a ton 100%. Of fun.
See Boyfriend Dungeon. Watch the trailer.
Hit Fox Games.
They're amazing. Oh, right now it's only Switch and PC.
Okay.
I don't mess with Switch anymore.
That's fair.
Okay, and you can see. That's different. I guess this means non-binary, I'm assuming. Let me see.
Oh, did not know that it wasn't just men. Interesting.
Symbol. I'm educating myself right now. Yep. Okay, cool. A cat? You could date a cat? I think that's a little too far.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's a laser saber, Joe.
I just got to him. Yeah.
His name is Seven. He's a K-pop idol.
Oh, shit. I'm going to fuck Seven, am I? Let's see. Let me see all these cute boyfriend dungeon guys.
Oh, God. Valeria, Isaac? Who's a dagger. Oh,
hello, Isaac. How are you?
Valeria likes travel, high art, and scotch whiskey. Dislikes liars and ducks. Amazing. This game just looks like a ton of fun. So check out
Rowan Scythe. Is that who you're talking about? What is
it? No, Valeria. Oh, Valeria. Dagger.
I'm going to say Rowan Scythe. They got a choker. And that's immediately a. Yeah, Joe's got problems.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. A person with a choker on, I'm homeboy.
And they have a white crow with them too.
Yeah. And I like, laser saber. Come on, let's be real here.
And it's not just a dating sim too, everybody. Like it is a dungeon RPG like thing, action RPG kind of game.
Let me see if there's another.
Like, could you imagine like sending that to the people who think like you can scare the sexuality out of you?
Right.
Like, there's this game where you date swords and they turn into people. What do you think about that?
And like they're all hot and you like objectively like, come on, Isaac, stop. Come on, you can get it. You know, look at the what was this guy? Look at the cum gutters on Sutter Tall War.
Did you just say the cum gutters?
Yeah, it's a Rick and Morty thing. Oh, dude, that dude's ripped. Look at the cum gutters on that guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, are those like the lines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's gutters because they all.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
That's hilarious. I love it. Now, every time I say it all the time now, I've heard it and. I'm just a meme machine at this point. With that said, I think that's all the questions we got today, Kyle.
I think I stopped you. You were looking something up.
Oh, no. I was looking up the non-binary symbol. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And see, look at me. I educated myself and that's great. Oh yeah. And so how I confront people as well. Yeah, I'm not typically afraid to. I just get very emotional, very heated. So like, I'm not afraid to confront you, but I will be almost incoherent. Be like, you fucking piece of shit. Let me tell you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like that.
When I get upset, I cry.
Oh, absolutely. Same here.
Extreme emotions, it's tears. No matter what emotion I'm feeling, it is.
We're Gen Xers, man. That's what we do. We're real good at it.
Real good. We real good.
Yeah. You ain't even want to go to Disney World. Yeah, I'm like that. I'm like that. I don't fucking like bullies, man. I've always stood up to my bullies. That's something I'm very proud of. I don't fucking fuck around. If I see, especially towards my friends, I'm jumping in there. I'm causing a ruckus. You kidding me?
For sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm just making sure I'm checking out Abandoned one last time. Do they are in over their heads?
There was like the store page had something on it.
It was like The Haunting, but like it's the different description than what is on Abandoned. So it's weird. Nothing really adds up there. Nothing.
Right. Just it's something.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll find out eventually, Kyle. We will find out eventually. That's the thing. In due time, my friend. There is something I wanted to say to you. Oh, you know, we've been getting a lot of nice comments on Twitter of like, oh, this is a PlayStation show that doesn't do the fanboy stuff.
Oh, I love seeing those, like, yeah, when I get off work and I'm like, hey, can anyone suggest like a non-toxic PlayStation show? And it seems like it's been us for the last couple that I've seen.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It means that means we're doing something right.
Exactly. Like, if I could get an Xbox guy on here and it's like, oh my God, you guys are great. I'm like, all right, we succeeded. Because I don't need to make him upset to make my audience happy.
Absolutely not.
That's not what we're about.
And we're both 100% okay if somebody comes on and says something negative about PlayStation or even us. Like,
yeah,
we're not going to end the show or not put it out.
Yeah.
That's only happened once, and that was because for other reasons other than like fanboy issues kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really proud with what we've done with this show. And yeah, I want to give a big shout out to our friends over at PSVG who are doing some really big changes. I was listening to the episode with Donnie and Dev, and we need to get Dev on the show sooner rather than later, but talking about their big changes coming. Cause I feel like, I don't know about you, Kyle, it seems like a lot of people are running into burnout. Everybody's like hitting that imaginary wall. And it's something that, like, listening to Donnie on his show echoed, oh man, this is a guy that has been doing so much. And I'll say it to you right here, Donnie, too much for so long. And like, it's even like, I was even thinking about it a few weeks ago when I was listening to one of his shows. I was just like, I think it was the Xbox Empire. I was just like, man, how does he do it? Cause he does this show. He does like the Nintendo Shack. He's on a wrestling show. He's on, I know they do like a season of horror show and all this. I'm like, how, you can't balance that. And so it's awesome that he realized, like, you know, you're totally right. And I need to step away and do something else with PSVG and having that whole, you know, reformatting that podcast in September. It takes a lot of guts to do that. And it's something I don't think I can ever do, Kyle. Like,
I mean, same, honestly.
Walking away? Fuck, no. I can't. Like, that just seems impossible. And I was thinking about, I don't know, because I know this probably just entered your mind of like, I am so happy I walked away from the YouTube grind. Because I know that was making everything not fun. And just doing what I kind of want to in terms of like, I'll stream, like, I'm going to probably stream Hades on Friday if y'all want to jump in. You know, if you don't, it's fine. Okay. But like, you know, but I'm not going to make a video review on it. You know what I mean? Because I feel like a lot of YouTube is just chasing the click, chasing a really big title that don't really mean much at the end of the day. And, you know, to me, it's like this podcast is enough. And if I can grow this, I'm happy. And I've been looking at TikTok as well for like social media stuff, because I looks like I'm going to need to know that if I want to do social media managing. But I don't know, Kyle, how do you handle, I know there was some, actually one question was like, how do you deal with stress? Like, how do you deal with the burnout? How do you face it?
Oh boy. That's tough.
Right?
Because I don't think I do it well.
I don't think anybody does it well.
Yeah, if I'm being truly honest with myself, I don't think I do a good enough job. I do the thing a lot of people do, is I kind of push it down and wallow in it and just hope something something changes. Just luckily something happens.
Yeah.
But it's something I have to learn, or else I don't want to run into that part where the only answer is to walk away. Because I genuinely love sitting down and talking with you each week and streaming on 6-1 every week and talking to them and doing stuff with the 6-1 crew when I can. It's been a little hectic with summer camp and people, you know, unforeseen circumstances and other things that are stopping me from doing some of those things. But I have to get better at it, because I don't want to walk away. I want to keep doing this for as long as it makes sense for me to do it.
I want Kyle to open up a show. This is how long I want to do it. I want Kyle to open up a show going, Joe was hit by a train, and he did. After 17 years of podcasting, the train just
listen. I am never sitting through another fucking text from you.
Yeah,
that says this is the football. Here's all the information you need. If I don't make it, I love you. Never do that to me again.
Sorry. My fuck apologies.
Fuck you, COVID. Fuck you, COVID.
Go to hell. And I'm going into a school. God damn it. You know, like.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
No, I will be. Yeah. Yeah. God, COVID sucked. That fucking thing. Apparently, I also hate people that are like, well, you know, I went to church and I haven't worn a mask since. And I'm like, shut up. Shut up. I saw one of those comments and I was just like, you're an idiot. Oh, I hate it. Just get it. Just, guys, if you. I don't get the people that are the anti-vax. These are people that are smarter than you. They're telling you to do this thing. Okay, if Anthony Fauci told me to jump, I'd just say how high, and I'd try my fucking best.
Yeah.
All right. Jesus.
I mean, it's interesting to note on that front. I went to GameStop after work today because I finally got paid, Joe. I've been working 6 fucking weeks, and I finally got a full paycheck.
Yeah.
Insane to me that I have to wait that long to get paid. I digress. But I walked in to pre-order a couple things, including Hades on Friday. And in the previous months, it's been like masks aren't required on the door. Like you can wear one, whatever. Today, though, it went back up. It has a sign, masks are mandatory if you're entering into the building. So they are switching it up. Some places are switching up, thank God. Not enough, I feel like. But we're getting the. I hope people are... You know, realizing kind of thing.
Yeah. For me, like the one, like even in my area, more people are like, okay, I'll fucking put on this mask. I'll get the vaccine. So even in my area, that is, and sadly, it's like, yeah, sadly, it's politicized. Like, dude, you like, I know a lot of Republicans that got the shots. Just get it. Again, they're just like, someone smarter than me told me to do this and I'm doing it. So it's just like, get it. It's not like, it's not a political state. Putting on a mask is not, it's nothing about it. Just do it. It's great. It, trust me, you're going to feel a lot of relief. And then here's the thing. And if you need this encouragement, you need it. If you don't, you don't. You can then start looking down on people who don't do it. Like I do. Be like, this is a dummy. It's just a shot, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's been the Trophy Room After Show. The show that starts with an S and ends with an L. Kyle, is there anything you'd like to
say? Oh, we're not Silent Hill.
We're not Silent Hill.
We're not.
Was that Konami? I mean, oh shit, was that on my. Sorry, Konami.
Hideo, can you speak up? What? Huh?
What's that, Mr. Kojima?
Don't mention.
Oh, no.
Weird Blue audio tech. We are. God.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. See you guys.
Bye.